This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to that at beforeitsnews.com, and we are up on the top left side of the page. If you want to give us a call, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Be not shy, friends. It's not the time to be quiet. Okay, it's not the time to be quiet in any sense of the word. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go ahead and go back to the beginning of the week, and I want to show you a couple videos on social media platforms. If not, I won't narrate. And because you're going to get the message just as clear without your eyes if you have ears to hear. And put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. But I want you to hear Donald Trump this week. We all know that he's called himself the father of the vaccine. He takes full responsibility. We just heard this propagandist on Fox News talk about the safe and effectiveness of these said vaccines. Again, as they call them, that's not what I'm calling them. Tenpenny said do not call them vaccines because they are not vaccines. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say to those that came to one of his rallies. I wish the American people, namely the Trump worshipers, would figure out that he's the one that opened up this whole medical tyranny, this flood of medical tyranny on the people on a global basis. And he's standing there, as he would call himself, strong, and he's proud of it, okay? And I want you to listen to it, and I want you to watch it if you can, if you're on social media platforms. Go ahead and give this a listen or a watch.
3 days, less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Free, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right.
Listen.
You got your freedoms, but I happen to take.
The people are rising up and saying, they're basically booing him and shouting him down for saying take your vaccines. It's interesting because I played some video last week of that of John Kennedy's nephew, Robert Kennedy. And Robert Kennedy was sharing with the people that he was called up by Donald Trump's administration before Donald Trump became the said president of the United States of America. And interestingly, Robert Kennedy goes on. And he begins to share his experience with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was anti-vaccine because there was a couple women that Donald Trump knew that experienced adverse side effects from these vaccines concerning their kids. So he was against it. And Robert Kennedy makes us aware of the fact that he was anti-vaccine at the beginning of his administration, but then blows the whistle on Donald Trump for taking $1 million from Pfizer. $1 million from Pfizer. That's what Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. He betrayed the truth. He betrayed the Christ. That's what Donald Trump has done. Okay? Let's just go ahead and listen in just for about a minute or two concerning that of Mr. Kennedy here. Listen to what he has to say.
Was there Kellyanne Conway and Jared Kushner and both the president's sons at various times were in that meeting.
A lot of people.
And he, but as I had a lot of time alone with President Trump, too. He said that he believed that vaccines were making people sick. Specifically, he had three women friends who were mothers, one who was in the
building. Three.
Who had perfectly healthy kids, who had gotten, their wellness visits when they were around 2 years old, and the children never were the same after those visits. They all had been subsequently diagnosed with autism, and he believed that it was linked to the vaccines.
Okay, so we just heard from Robert Kennedy that Donald Trump said that the vaccines, as we've been led to believe that they are, were no good. But it's amazing what $1 million did, because Robert comes out later on and shares with us that Donald Trump betrayed the people, and he took $1 million from Pfizer. I'm not making this up. I'm not the one saying this. But folks, quit blaming other people for the responsible party. Let me say it this way. Grow up. Grow up. I mean, you got so many adults in this country that sound like a bunch of 15-year-old little gossips, little brats in high school talking about who did what and how they did it. I mean, and look what they've grown up to be. I mean, we're supposed to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, not the other way around. You just can't make some of this stuff up. I want to show you two videos, real short videos, of one woman that just received these safe and effective vaccines that you heard this doctor, this said doctor on Fox News talk about, and what Donald Trump just again promoted. Okay? Go get your vaccine, he said. Okay? I want you to see the truth of the matter here really quick, and I want you to check it out, okay? Because it is that important that, again, you understand the truth of the matter, because everything that's being told to you today is just the exact opposite of the truth. And, again, consider the source. Here we go. Check this
out.
All
you clowns out there are saying you guys got to take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what. As a grieving mother, I'm going to tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas, and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine, and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us. They're killing you, and they're killing me. They killed her 5 hours from that Pfizer shot, and she's dead.
5 hours after taking the Pfizer shot, and her daughter was dead. This was in Las Vegas. I suppose she's some crisis actor, say if some Trump worshiper, supporter, right? No, you can feel her loss. You can feel her pain if you have any discernment whatsoever. Isn't it interesting how this information is being censored from people all over the world? Okay, I want to show you one more short video, and then I'm going to get to some phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this video of this particular individual. But what I want you to see in particular, friends, is his picture when his wife puts the phone up to the camera so you can see what he looked like prior to him taking the Pfizer shot. Okay? The Pfizer shot. See, I just wish people would just understand Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, when the Lord said the life is in the blood. Why is it that the likes of Bill Gates wants to get in the blood through his vaccines, as he calls them? By the way, he named it Luciferis. You can go online and check it out. It's his new patent, Luciferis. Remember, he's the one that wants to depopulate the planet. I'm going to come right back after this break, and I'm going to show this video, and then I'm going to take some phone calls. And I wish you would pipe up. I got enough comments and views on the show today that it amazes me that we have 70,000 people watching on one outlet, and we get about 6 phone calls. But I want you to add 2, okay? If you want to contend, you can do that too. Jude 3, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get to this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I'm just highlighting the fact that Fox News and their guest, who is a self-proclaimed useful idiot, a doctor that's trying to sell you that the FDA just approved this vaccination, which is not true. It's all propaganda. It's not true. It's not on the market. Prove otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. It's not been approved. Then we heard Donald Trump talking about how all of his worshipers need to get the vaccines. He's the one that opened the floodgate to medical tyranny on a global basis. So quit blaming everybody else but the responsible party. Okay, how can the act be apart from the actor? We know who the actor is. Matthew 7:16, Donald Trump. Now, I want to show you, we just showed you a couple minutes ago, a video of a woman that brought her child in, I believe she was a teenage girl, into Las Vegas to get her Pfizer shot. 5 hours later, she's dead. She said, they're killing us. That's what she said. She's exactly right. Okay, safe and effective. This is what Donald Trump wants you to believe. This is what the federal government wants you to believe. This is what the governors and the mayors want you to believe. Safe and effective. Oh, just hang on a second. This guy's name's Danny Hubbard. He just took the Pfizer shot. Neurological issues, to say the least. I want you to watch this, but pay attention to the picture of his wife taking the phone and putting it up to the camera so you can see that he was an all-American grandpa, an all-American husband, an all-American dad. Everything about him is all-American. And I want you to see the effects of these said vaccinations that the government is trying to force down your bloodstreams, literally. Check this out, friends. This is very bothersome, to say the least. Can you count the he's gyrating uncontrollably, okay? He's probably 7 years old, sitting in a chair, every part of his body's gyrating, okay? He can't help himself. He is literally in a zombie state. Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, it's hard to watch. He can't focus in on someone speaking to him or taking a finger and putting it before his eyes and hoping that his eyes would follow his finger. He is completely in a zombie state. Literally. Literally. That's not an over-exaggeration. But look at the phone. He's all an American. Grandpa, husband, dad. That is completely trapped in his body now. Do you see why the Lord said, don't do it, don't mix? The life is in the blood. And what did the likes of Anthony Fauci, the federal government, state governments, and Bill Gates, what did they do? They got in the bloodline here, didn't they? Does this look like something that's advancing this man's health, protecting him from a virus that cannot be proven, friends? Is that what you're seeing here? If this doesn't jack you up, if this doesn't make you angry to no end, nothing will. And furthermore, consider that how many, concerning a percentage of doctors and nurses, are out protesting today saying absolutely no to these said vaccines? Why? Because they know the fruits. They know the fruits of these said experimental jabs, friends. And there's nothing good about them. I can't make that up. This is what they're making up. Here, I want you to see this. Brand new news today. Health Impact News. Military doctor, the COVID vaccine program has killed more young active duty people than COVID did. This is what they're trying to force down your throats. This is what they're trying to force into your bloodline, into your children's bloodline. I'm not making this up. This is all factual, confirmed information that the mainstream media is attempting to withhold from the people on a global basis. Is this not a criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9? Absolutely it is. Why are all the men and women in the military saying absolutely no to these said experimental jabs? Because laws protect us from being guinea pigs, friends. Period. We have laws that protect us from these criminals. And don't forget it. They do not have the law on their side to implement that which is unlawful. I need to keep telling people this so they can get it into their hearts. Right? I want to show you one more thing and I'm going to get to the phones. After 1,517,211 injuries from these Pfizer shots alone, 9,027 recorded vaccine deaths in the U.S. FDA apparently and allegedly gives full approval to Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Hey, folks, what do you say to that? All the while knowing what they're doing, they put themselves in a position so they think that they're not going to be held accountable for the deaths on a global basis. Here, let me show you this. This is brand new as well. Do you see this coming out of Brazil right now? Over 32,000 people dead in Brazil following COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, you also, I'm sure, were paying attention at the beginning of the week when we highlighted the attorney in Hawaii alone, who just filed a lawsuit, and he is making the claim that 45,000 people are dead after a short amount of time. I believe it was 72 hours after taking these said experimental jabs. Again, I can't make it up. I have 767,000 friends right now. Why is Facebook only allowing 196 people to be online right now? Why is it that they're censoring my information? Why is it that they're not allowing people to like my page? Are they not a part of the criminal conspiracy? Oh, yes, they are, just like the big corporations are, like Delta and American Airlines, and the list goes on. Oh, yes, they are. This is called fascism. It's in your backyard today, America. It's not coming. It's here. The enemy is within, not without. I know that you want to turn the channel because you want someone to lie to you and tell you that everything is okay. Well, you're okay as long as you're in Goshen. If you ain't in Goshen, you're in trouble. If you're in Goshen, you better understand that a dog will not wag its tail at the children of Israel. You better know that the Lord God is who He says He is, because He is our high fortress. He is the one that keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He is the one that tells us that no weapon formed or fashioned against any one of us should prosper, for our righteousness is of You. Oh, Bradley Dean, you're a fanatic. You better know that I'm a fanatic. You better know that I'm beyond knowing. I believe. He said it. That settles it. We're done. We're good to go. Why? Because when we meet Him on His terms, He is who He says He is, folks. And I guarantee you, He'll be the same to you if you meet Him on His terms. We are in some serious times right now, but we as the church better get on the offensive and get off the defensive right now. 1-866-582-9933. We have Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, you're right. I mean, all these nurses and doctors, they're standing up, and what you're finding is these timelines for deadlines keep getting extended and extended because they realize these people aren't going to submit to this. And, you know, what I'm doing is I go to these protests and these marches with these people, and first thing I do is pray with them and give them hope. But the other thing I let them know is that these are your rights. Don't beg for your rights back.
That's right.
Your rights. They are your rights. And, I mean, that's what I think all of us have to do, is just let people know that, look, these are our rights. Take them back. We've never submitted them.
Amen.
And anyways, yeah, you're right. But just something else to kind of throw in. You talked about Trump. There's a guy that's on your network that has a shrine built to that, built to Trump. And, you know, he called him out, but then he apologized and everything else. But the kind of good news is I read all the comments, and the people are falling off the Trump train at a record rate, which is a good thing, because they will no longer keep waiting for Trump to come save them and realize that, look, this is our fight. But God bless you, Bradley, and thanks for
Thank you.
You.
You know, I do want to say this too, Dan. It's interesting. Our forefathers, during the foundation of this country, their appeal was to heaven. It wasn't an appeal made to their favorite politicians. Don't you think that that's the prescription we better get back to? The flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. Don't you think that's the person that we better get back to? Absolutely. And that's what the American people, because their backs are up against the wall, are beginning to come to terms with now, my friend. And I praise God for it. And by the way, that is what the reason God sends His chastisements and judgments upon the people, is to gather their attention. And if they don't pay attention, He's going to keep dropping more, and He's going to keep raining more judgments upon the people until they finally turn, or until they're finally destroyed. Because as George Whitefield rightly said, either you're going to be destroyed in your salvation. I'm sorry. He said either you're going to... in salvation, God's going to be glorified in your salvation, or God's going to be glorified in your destruction. So America, it really is your call. And just to add the truth to the matter in this mix, it shows you the mercy of God one more time. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Protesters have packed into central London in a demonstration against the government's ongoing plans to introduce so-called vaccine passports. Though largely ignored by the media, thousands of people reportedly took part. Video footage showed a dense crowd of people in attendance. Some waved religious banners, some held placards opposing vaccination full stop, and others demanded the government drop its plans to require patrons of certain venues be vaccinated against COVID-19. The Pentagon confirmed on Saturday that two high-profile ISIS-K terrorist group members were killed in Afghanistan during a U.S.-led counter-terrorism drone attack. Yesterday, U.S. military forces conducted an over-the-horizon counter-terrorism operation against an ISIS-K planner and facilitator. This is USA Radio News. Fox News contributor Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, says that the influx of migrants at the southern border and those traveling from Afghanistan could pose a national security threat.
This is an extreme vulnerability on the southwest border. With 50% of the Border Patrol off the line processing aliens, we have never been more vulnerable to terrorists enter this country ever in my career. So the Biden administration, we have to secure this border because this is an extreme national security issue at this time.
China, in the midst of a rapid nuclear weapons buildup, will soon surpass Russia as the United States' top nuclear threat, warning that the two countries have no mechanisms to avert miscommunication. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas Poussière, the deputy commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees the country's nuclear arsenal, said China's development of nuclear capabilities can no longer be aligned with its public claim that it wants to maintain a minimum nuclear deterrent. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Six six five eight two 9933. Thank you guys down there at GCN. Totally appreciate you guys. Appreciate Judah on the other side of the glass over here in the state of Minnesota. I'm going to take Donna from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Donna.
I think it's supposed to be me, Bradley. I'm not Donna. I'm Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. I'm sorry, Bonnie. He put Donnie. We're good. How are you doing, Bonnie?
Bonnie is good, except for the news. Bradley, I just want to say thank you. I've been trying to call for 3 weeks, and I just want to tell you that there's millions of people in the world praying for you, and if I had had you come to my high school when I was a kid, I probably would have had a whole different life. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing, and I really, really just need to say to you that with this group of people that came to our country after World War II, you're saying that the scientists and the number of them was such and such, okay? But actually, the Nazis...
Yeah, wait. So what you're talking about is you're talking about when they took the 1,600 scientists over into America from Nazi Germany. That's called Operation Paperclip, yes.
Right, but there were also 293,000 Nazis who were not talked about, and that's the reality. It's in Peter Schweizer's books.
Yeah, I believe you. You know, it's interesting, too, because a lot of people think that Adolf Hitler was actually, and this is up for speculation. It's been speculative since World War II that he was actually killed in his own bunker and he committed suicide. Well, the body was never produced. And there's much information that he was never killed and his body was never delivered up. And when we're talking about an individual such as Adolf Hitler or even Osama bin Laden, it's interesting how they just wrapped him up and threw him in the water right away before the American people could see him. That's not what you do. You actually have to produce the body so the world can see those that have been brought to justice concerning their crimes. And that never took place with Adolf Hitler, just for the record. And again, it's speculation, but go ahead.
Can I say just one more thing regarding that?
Sure.
Not only do we not know if these people died or if they had funerals, but we don't know who their children are and we don't know who their grandchildren are. And that's a really big clue. Look into it, okay?
Amen.
I also want to say that I have a sister in Oregon she and her husband are retired Navy, and I was totally asleep, Democrat, totally out to lunch, didn't know anything about the truth, but I need to tell you that my sister saved my life, and now I know the truth, and I also have to tell you that the thing that really, really helped me was about the disease, was when you recited all of the list of diseases that we've had before. That was most helpful to me, and I just want to thank you.
You got it. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be a part of the resolve in your life in any way that I possibly can. That's why we are here. I totally appreciate it. I'm gonna pull up this special lady. Her name is Stephanie, and I think she happens to be my wife. Oh, yeah, that's her. Do I have Foxy on the phone right now at the Minnesota State Fair?
I'm not sure about Foxy, but you for sure have your wife at the Minnesota State Fair on the line with you right now. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. Will you do me a favor? Can you speak into the phone? Can you turn it up just a little bit more, GCN? And I just want to share with people really quick that we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. This is the 14th year we've been there. There's 2 to 3 million people going through the Minnesota State Fair, and there's very far and few between that are willing to do what we're doing there. My wife and my child are down at the Minnesota State Fair at the east end of the grandstand in Minnesota. If you're down there, please take time, stop by, say hello to my wife Stephanie. And Stephanie, I have you online for a short amount of time, so I want to ask you, how are things going down there at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, you know, they're going very well. Today especially has picked up in the amount of people that have been going through, but a lot of people have heard of the Sons of Liberty before, listened to the radio program, and of course we've had so many divine appointments already. And I heard you talking about the vaccine, so on and so forth. Just a little bit of hope. When we think of this up-and-coming generation, especially like the millennials, we think a lot of entitlement attitude and how they, their work ethic and so on and so forth. But we had this lovely young couple. The girl was 23 years old going to nursing school, and she said, they're pushing for her to get the vaccine. And she said, no, I will not. She has a religious exemption, and she said, I'm not going to put something in my body that's going to basically defy my God and alter my DNA. And when I look at young people like that who are willing to take a stand, it really does give me hope, because we've always gone to young people. The future of America lies in our posterity. John Adams knew that. We know that if we don't have our future and a hope with the young people, we have to make sure that we are investing into their lives. So it's very encouraging to see people like that today, and people who are all over the globe from all different places, talking with them, giving them the gospel message, giving them the truth. You just know when you have those divine appointments that come across. And you also know when you're planting seeds, because everyone gets a gospel tract. They're getting our pink and blues. It has, the gospel as it was intended to be, with the law of God, the Ten Commandments, all that good stuff. So we're here literally just being a light in a dark place. And
can you do me a favor, Stephanie? Can you do me a favor, though, really quick? Can you tell me how many other booths are down there doing what it is that the Sons of Liberty are doing down there over the last 14 years? How many ministries are down there doing what it is that we're doing right now?
I would have to say none.
Exactly. What an opportunity we have. Yep.
Exactly. And, and the thing is we're an in-your-face ministry preaching the gospel. We're really being a light in a dark world. Bradley, yourself, you have a memory of being at the State Fair and someone witnessing to you and so on and so forth. So it's almost like we're coming full circle. And we're really, I always tell people, lots of people will not step foot inside of a church building. They won't go to a conservative meeting, but they will come to fair. Because we've got everything here, that's worldly, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, people want to eat themselves to death. But when they come to the fair and they see a booth like ours, it's like, whoa. I actually talked with a guy yesterday, the first day we actually began, and he said he was formerly a Christian, now turned atheist, and I could tell that he was still struggling with what he believed. And it's like, we're here, you don't know where people are at their journey. Like Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So for some people, we're planting a seed along the way. For other people, they're coming full circle, getting kind of smacked in the face. You know the truth. You have a portion of it, but you don't have the full truth of the Word of God. You might call yourself a Christian, but you're not truly a Christian. So when you see that take place, it really does encourage you, because that's what we're called to do. We talk a lot about, we don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. We need to go to the highways and byways. Jesus went to the publicans. He went to the harlots. He went to the sinners. That's what Christians are called to do. And I think too often people go to their church in their little quick club, and they don't. I told a guy today, I'm not interested in what people do in church. They can lift their hands during praise and worship. They can do all these things. I'm interested about what you do when you leave that building.
Amen.
Are you passing on gospel tracts? Are you a witness for Jesus Christ? Are you standing for your faith?
Yeah. You know, isn't it interesting, in all the people that are giving out the gloom and doom message, where are their booths? I don't see their booths at the Minnesota State Fair. I don't see them across the country. Folks, I'm telling you, if you are born of that Spirit, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. He's given unto those that obey, because out of gratitude, they're thankful for what God did through Jesus Christ, his Son, in bleeding Calvary as a propitiation of the sins of mankind to redeem us back unto him through Christ Jesus. What an opportunity we have right now, because there's so few that believe. And I'm talking about action speaks a lot louder than words. And that's why we always make reference to 1 John 3:18. Stephanie, for the sake of time, I've got one more segment. I got some more callers to take up. I'm going to give you the last word. What say you?
Well, one thing I will say regarding what you just said, I had a guy and his wife come over yesterday, and they had that whole kind of "this is the end" card they sat down for me, and he wanted to give me another card, and it's like, you know what? We are called to occupy till he comes. People could have thought it was the end during World War II, because the whole world was at war. I think it was Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther said similar quotes. Even if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, I would still plant my apple tree. And the difference between us and everybody else is we have hope because we have Christ. If you don't have Christ, you don't have hope.
Amen.
That's what we're doing, is giving people Jesus Christ, not just, you know, some random God, but Jesus Christ. And that is our hope, and that's what we're doing, spreading the light here at the State Fair.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate the time. Thank you. And I will see you, Foxy, in just a short amount of time here.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Jeff, you got to do me a favor. You got to talk so we can all understand up north here, okay? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Do we have Jeff? Okay, I do not know what's going on here, but... Oh, we lost that. We lost it. We lost it. It's rebooting right now. I don't know what just happened there on stack, but we're going to go ahead and let it do its thing. Oh, hey, Jeff, we got you there, my friend.
Jeff, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you speak it so we can understand it up north here?
I'll do my best to
thank
talk
you.
Like you do up there.
Thank you, sir.
I have personal experience with the COVID-19 so-called vaccine medical procedure. Today I was working for a lady, and we had plans on meeting to go check on two more houses tomorrow. And she told me that she's just going to send me the address. I'll have to go up there by myself and meet with the people, because she has to go to Asheville, North Carolina with her husband, because his 22-year-old son is in college in Asheville. Took the jab and was admitted to the hospital last night with his heart swelling.
Yep, that's right. That's one of the side effects. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. So it's not. It is not a.
Yeah, random. It's not a random happening. This is happening all over the place. I spoke with a sheriff yesterday, and he had told me five people, one step away, his in-laws, five people that have taken the vaccination, every single one of them are gone. Every single one of them.
I was listening to a lady, a program this morning, and a lady was on, and she did a lot of research on it. And she said the so-called, where the FDA supposedly give it its,
approval.
Approval.
Yep. Got about 5 seconds.
They approved a name change on the vaccine. That's what was approved. A name change.
Yep, that's right. And it's not on the... That's right. That's right. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's so cool about the Holy Ghost is I'm sitting here during the breaks and I'm just thinking, Lord, what is it that we're going to cover? And I'm, you know, at times I don't even have to ask the question. He answers before you ask. And I'm sitting here and I got 13 different things I want to dump on the people. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't even get to the main topic. I did in part yesterday. But there's more that I want to expound upon. And it's really understanding that the U.S. Constitution is not a document for the government to restrain the people. A matter of fact, and I've shared it with you several times, but when you go to the Bill of Rights, it talks about the purpose the Bill of Rights was given. They said that there was an adaptation to the Constitution for what? There was an express desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve with we the people. Folks, your said representatives are so far out of their scope of authority that it's foreign to what our forefathers established. The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. The American people have been desensitized into believing that they're supposed to succumb through some misconstruction, right? Misinterpretation, misconstruing of its plain meaning that we're now supposed to submit to it because they said so when it applies to our God-given rights. No, friends. No. 330 million people, no. Deal with the 1.7% of the population lawfully. Okay, because what's happening on so many different fronts is unlawful. Yesterday, I took the time to cover this, and I'm not going to tap into it right now, but a Ramsey County judge in Minnesota rejected a bid to allow guns at the Minnesota State Fair. I didn't know that we were supposed to ask our representatives for permission to live out the rights that God has bestowed upon us. Well, guess what, friends? Lawfully, we don't. How is it that one judge in the state of Minnesota just endangered through a gun-free zone over 2 to 3 million people that go to the Minnesota State Fair? The way she gets away with it is because the people don't know the difference. The people don't know the difference. I'm going to tap into this on Monday because there's much more I need to cover. The hypocrisy going on here sickens me to the core. The Constitution is not a document for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Under God, if we're lawfully obedient to Him, then we enforce it against crime. Period. Okay, don't play the criminal and have an attitude with another criminal and think that you're going to go right the wrong by being wrong. It doesn't work that way. Two wrongs don't make a right, period. Okay, I'm going to tap into that on Monday. This is the last segment, and I just want to kind of shoot from the hip really quick. This, what's taking place in Afghanistan, as I shared with you over and over and over again, and then I reported this week that law enforcement showed us that the Taliban, as they're called, in Afghanistan are being armed by the CIA. I told you this 2 weeks before this even transpired. Afghanistan, friends, and this bomb that just took place, that blew up and killed our soldiers, you need to look inside as to who the players are. Because as John Stockwell said, the former CIA, as I shared at the beginning of the week, is the one that said it's the purpose of the CIA to destabilize countries. Notice the timing of Afghanistan. It's a major distraction from what they're trying to force on the people in America. It's a distraction. That's all it is. It's another distraction. And now all the said conservatives of the day have been distracted. Now they're talking about what's going on over there while you're under attack by the same said government. Yours. Just for the record. Friends, I want to ask the question. Are you paying attention to the fact that this is the hand of God bringing judgments upon this nation for failing to obey Him? I mean, when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, which comes to my aid right now, it says, "The stranger that is within thee shall get thee up high above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low." We went to St. Paul. There's St. Cloud. There's Wilmer, Minnesota. There's Rochester, Minnesota. Folks, you are being infiltrated by those that mean to conquer your nation. The stranger that is within thee shall get thee up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. You heard during one of the breaks, Ilhan Omar, who is a subversive, who wants insurance for those that leave South Minneapolis to fight on the behalf of ISIS. If anything happens to any of them, she wants their families insured in America. She's the one that's talking about revolution. What is it that she knows that the American people aren't paying attention to? And first of all, what is she doing there in the first place? She's committing the act of treason against the American people on a daily basis, especially in the state of Minnesota. But look at how the mainstream media gives her all the attention that she wants. Every time she whispers, there's the microphone and there's the camera. In America, you put up with it. Is anybody paying attention to all these people coming across the southern border? While Americans are under attack? Do you understand that you're being overtaken right now? Can you still stop it? Absolutely. But get your eyes where they belong on the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. And get your eyes on the Word. Because you will discern what is going on as things transpire, because he's faithful to do so. He's not going to deny himself. Okay? He's not going to. He never has and he never will. Amen? Hallelujah for that. But I want you to pay attention to what's really going on here. You have 35 jihadi camps in America. How come nobody's talking about the 35 jihadi camps in America that was reported back in 2009, coming from that of Sean Hannity, when he did a good job on the report, by the way, and so did Anderson Cooper from CNN in 2009. And I suppose they did such a good job because they understood right then and there, wait a second, this is beginning to come home now to us. We better tell the people the truth. We have 35 jihadi camps here. How come nobody's talking about it? Now, I want to take that and I want to break it off for the last 3 minutes, because this bothers me greatly. And I'm talking to some people that should know better as to what I'm going to cover. Why is it that we need to listen to more of the crimes of the guilty party when we already know the crimes of the guilty party? Why is it that we need to have another speaker bring up, or a radio show host, or a television show host, why do we need to bring up another guest to tell us what we already knew? Why is that? Why is it that we want to be entertained? Entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I'm controlling you. Why is it that we need more people to tell us what we already know? When does it come time for the American people to lawfully stand up and deal with the corruption? I'm just curious. Because I don't need to promote another guy. That's why, by the way, I don't have people on my show very often. And I don't have people on my show very often for the very purpose we already know who the bad guys are. We don't need you to paint another picture of more of their crimes that they're guilty of. It all stops when we deal with the bad guys. But everybody in this country, what I keep seeing, are being entertained out of more of their freedoms because they want to listen to somebody else tell them the crimes of the bad guys when all the while they knew the crimes of the bad guys in the first place. Do you not understand what you're doing? You're giving them more time to reassess their position, to set another narrative to war against your God-given freedoms. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The Word of God, it doesn't get any purer than that. By the way, you tell me of a conservative radio show that continuously makes reference to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on the Word of God. You show me who they are. I want to know who they are, because that's what a patriot does. That means to uphold dying laws. We're seeing very little of that. I want to ask the American people the question, why is it that we need more teachers to continuously, and more conservative show hosts, and more preacher? Folks, I do in 1 hour more than what you hear in the word concerning the word from the pulpits across America over a 2-hour sermon. I'm giving you more word, more reference to the Word of God, which makes us free, but we have to adhere to it. But this is what I want to say. When does it come time for the American people to deal with all of those bad guys that we already know are there? When do we take responsibility? We don't need to hear another host or guest tell us what the problem is, because we already know who they are. Why is it that you've been so entertained to believe that you've got to have someone on your show, or you need to listen to another show telling you again what you already knew? When does it come where the American people understand, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, and unfortunately nothing will preserve it but downright force, and whenever you give up that force, you're done.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.